So it feels great. It's come on so well over the past couple of years. I think we took quite a hit during COVID and lockdown, and I think at one point we weren't really sure if we were going to make it or not. But it's really come back round. We've got such an amazing pool of volunteers now working in the community fridge and the garden. There's the fixers and the cafe. They really are the glue that holds it together, and it is so nice. If we look back at when we started, and it was just a very small handful of us, no volunteers. Well, we are all and were all volunteers. But now there's just so many people involved, and we have this great impact report that we publish every month. And you can see the hundreds of volunteer hours that go into supporting the village to stay afloat. So we're just so grateful. We're grateful to everyone that supported us over the past 5 years, and really grateful to the volunteers that help keep us going now.
I know too, you've had some money from the council in terms of a grant, which you've been able to, spend on something quite exciting.
That's right. Yes, we literally patched together our cafe when the wonderful two old goats left to move into their new premises. We had, I think, about 24 hours where we literally found bits of furniture from around the village and nailed them together to make our new cafe, which we decided we would run ourselves. That was probably about 2, maybe even 3 years ago now. And so in that time, it served us very, very well. But it was time for an overhaul. So yes, thanks to the UK Shared Prosperity Fund and the HDC Sustainability Grant, we got enough money to not only renovate the cafe and get some proper commercial equipment, fridges and cookers and countertops, but we also managed to renovate our little cafe.
Well, I know it's seen as a real accolade for the town. It's mentioned in various things. I think the Sunday Times mentioned yourselves again when they declared Harbour one of the best places to live, and to get those sort of accolades must make you, fairly proud.
It does. It makes us really proud. And I think even more so when we see how many kind of independent sustainable businesses are closing, sadly. And we're seeing zero waste shops and plastic free shops closing down weekly. So we're really, really proud and very grateful that we still are staying open. And I think it's just testament to the fact that it's one of the things the town really needs and appreciates. So there's not very many places like the village, I don't think. And so when people come in the doors, I think they can be quite surprised. So I just urge that if people haven't stepped foot inside, and there's a few places that I can think of in Market Harbour in the times that I've lived here that I always wanted to go into and never did, and I was so upset when they closed. But if you're thinking about coming in, come in. You won't get pounced on. We won't try and convert you to any kind of weird eco products. It's just a lovely place to be. It's a really relaxed community. You can just come and spend as long as you want, have a coffee. We've got some pre-loved books, we've got pre-loved clothing now. So there's lots of good reasons to come in and just have a look around.